Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Joining us right now, Spencer Murray, who is general manager of Briarwood Country Club, to talk about a number of things. Spencer, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. Right off the top, a lot of people have taken issue with the fact that golf courses are even open. Now, was there something to do with that whole essential business declaration from the governor that you've got an exemption for? How exactly is that shaking out for you guys?
Sure. So, you know, when this whole thing happened, obviously, you know, it happened very fast. Things were changing day by day. We actually closed down all of our operations and so forth until we actually, you know, felt comfortable opening up golf that we heard from the state. So we worked with many associations across New York State, you know, the Western New York PGA, the New York PGA, all those types of associations. And it seemed like the state itself never actually really wanted to give a clear answer. On it. But we did finally get a clear answer that golf is allowed as long as we practice the social distancing. There is a long list of things that we do to ensure that, you know, people are maintaining their distance, you know, and that things are sanitized appropriately and so forth. So, you know, it has been made allowed in New York State. Other golf courses around the area are doing it as well, too. But, you know, again, we're taking our social distancing and the practices that we're doing very seriously.
Sure. And how is that working? Are you limiting to just twosomes, or are you still letting foursomes play through?
It's still foursomes are through. That's what we are allowed to do. Obviously, before everybody hits the course, you know, we spend some time talking to everybody about, you know, what the best practices are. You know, no shaking hands. Don't touch the flag sticks. We actually took pool noodles. We cut them down so that they sit in the bottom of the cup, so you don't actually have to put your hand in the hole to grab the ball. You know, one person per cart. The carts are sanitized completely before somebody takes them out. Don't share, you know, golf clubs, and keep your distance. And honestly, I've been driving around the course to maintain that and keep an eye out and check on that. And everybody's been doing it very, very well.
Since I'm not a member yet of Briarwood, you still have the ability to rent clubs, and I'm guessing those have to be, like, individually wiped down before and after each use?
No, you actually cannot rent clubs right now. The pro shop is closed. The cart barn is closed. Everything in the building is completely closed. You can't even use the bathroom. Everything is outside. You know, we ourselves, we're not even handling their bags. They're only supposed to touch their own bags and put them on the cart. We're not doing cash transactions, seeing that we're a members-only club. You know, they put on their member charge. So all of that kind of social interaction has really been non-existent, yeah, where we're at, touching things like that. So,
right, and also from what I understand, to again limit the proximity problem, no such thing as carts, which wouldn't be an issue anyway, because normally this early in the year you wouldn't allow carts out on what would be kind of loose grounds, right?
Yeah, so typically we wouldn't, and actually carts are allowed out. It's just one person per cart, and no two people per cart. And to be honest with you, most of my members and people that have been coming to play choose to walk at this point. You know, I think they're taking advantage and embracing the beautiful weather that there is right now, getting the exercise and taking a walk. And to be honest with you, everybody's doing their own level of social distancing. You know, maybe some just don't feel comfortable doing that, you know. So everybody's been very responsible, very respectful to everybody else. And thankfully, because we do have members, you know, we communicate with our members probably every day, if not every other day, about, you know, things that we're noticing to change and constant reminders about things that you should be doing. So,
as far as club membership, how many people have taken up the offer to play at Briarwood?
That's been a fair amount. Actually, I think if you were to look at the statistics right now for golf across the entire country, you'll see that rounds played is actually up. I think people are, you know, taking advantage of getting out and out of their homes and enjoying something. You know, it's a very individualistic sport. You know, you don't have to play defense on anybody, or you don't have to do that kind of stuff. It's very well, you know, a game that you can play by yourself. But as for members, I mean, we've signed a few members in this last week. People still, I think, realize that it might be really the only thing that you can do outside, kind of controlled. And it's a safe setting. You know, we're providing a safe setting for everybody. We're outside. We're greeting people with the 6 feet. You know, we're explaining the rules and getting it done appropriately. But, you know, I think right now, I mean, we have a lot of great membership options. We just rolled out a bunch of new membership options that are much cheaper and affordable than a full-time golf member that still allows you to play and get access to the club and bring some guests and things like that. So.
Yeah, I was just going to ask about fees or any changes to that structure, but I think you kind of covered that, unless you wanted to expand a little.
Yeah, the only thing is we have some new great options. So, you know, our base and what we really care about is selling those full memberships. I mean, we want to continue to build the community of people. I mean, we've been saying since I took over this club, it's not just golf, it's a lifestyle. Now, the lifestyle part has been kind of taken away due to this COVID-19. But the golf is still there, obviously limited in its kind of capacity. But, you know, we have a new Twilight membership plan. It's only $109 a month. You can play Friday, Saturday, Sunday, anytime after 2. You can still bring some guests and have them play. We have a weekday pass for $149 a month. You can play anytime, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. We have an enhanced package which combines the both of those. So it gives you golf 6 days a week, just a little bit more regulations on times for only $250 a month. So, you know, we've kind of created different levels and different scales to try to tailor the memberships to people's lifestyle. Now, that still gives you access to the bowling alley in the wintertime, to the pool in the summer, if we can have that going. And all sorts of all of our social events that we do and things along those lines. So there's a lot of opportunities to kind of get in the culture of Briarwood rather than just golf once this is over.
Right, but part of that culture, again, as you already touched on, is the pro shop itself is closed down. Some of the other amenities, like, well, you know, you have food there. Obviously, not able to do that part of the business right now.
Yeah, you know, we had food, we tried it, and it just. You know, it was going well, and we were happy, and we were happy to provide that member service, but it just seemed that, you know, who knows how long this could go and how long would we limp along business-wise trying to provide this. So we made the tough, you know, business choice to call that off and focus just on, you know, and what we found important is because golf is allowed, you know, we're doing everything we can, and we want to continue to look at ways to improve and make it safe and better, that we just want our attention focused on that. You know, we find in our business as well, too, when you try to spread yourself so thin, that's when things can get missed. So we found golf was the most important aspect to what we do, especially now. So we just want to focus all of our energy on that right now. So,
sure. And Spencer, I know we kind of started with this, but what would your comment be to those who are still upset that places like golf courses are open for people?
Sure. I mean, you know, it's a really tough time for everybody right now, and it's a scary time. You know, to be honest with you, you know, I'm thankful to have a job. It's just the same where there's a lot of other places, you know, I'm not comparing golf to Tops or Walmart, but like some of those people might be terrified to go into work a little bit too, but they're essential. They need to go in. You know, for us, I can tell you the sense of sanity people are getting from getting outside and having a comfortable place to play. You know, it's not like these golf courses are having 1,000 people show up and they're just sitting around drinking beers and hanging out. You know, there's no bars. People are moving. People are walking. You know, it's in essence the same thing as hiking 6 feet away from your friend in the woods. Instead, you got a golf ball and a club, which are yours. You're the only one that touches them. You go out. Most people are going out, you know, with their wife or, you know, their son or their daughter. And they're already living together in a family anyway. So, you know, I kind of understand because due to the uptightness and thing of the area, but you know, it's safe. People are being by themselves. They're taking it responsibly, and again, I think it provides a safe opportunity for people to get out of their house and save their mind a little bit. You know, mental health is a pretty important piece during this as well too, and being able to get out and get some fresh air in a couple of different capacities, whether it's hiking or golf or running or any of those things, is a positive, I find.
Yeah, and I'm thinking it couldn't hurt to take some frustrations on the little white pill as opposed to something else, right?
Yes, exactly. And you know, a lot of, you know, we have a ton of people that live around the course. I mean, a lot of our members, their backyard is the golf course, you know. So even if we were to shut down these operations, you know, our members can still just go walk the course and play. And we feel by being here hey, you know, we still have members. We're still a business that needs to operate as well, too. But for our members, we're providing them a service safely, and we know what's happening with our course. And along with, you know, our golf course maintenance division, we have about 200 acres of property that if it gets neglected over just a couple of days, it's detrimental not only to our business but to the surrounding area and agriculture in the area as well, too. So.
All right. Well, very much appreciate the time, Spencer, and continued success to what you're trying to accomplish there.
Yeah, I really appreciate the conversation. Thanks for reaching out, and you know, anything we can ever do for you, let me know.
All right, maybe a free round or two or a foursome. We'll see. Spencer, thanks again. Spencer Murray, General Manager of Briarwood Country Club.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.